Well, Apple has released its list of the most downloaded apps of the year. Number one free app, Candy Crush Saga, of course. And Minecraft Pocket Edition was the top paid app of the year this year.
No surprise on Candy Crush.
No.
Well, this isn't exactly in the Christmas spirit, but whatever. Could happen to you. Don't want it to happen to you. But what's the worst Christmas present you've ever gotten? Here are some of the best ones that I've heard. I got a used gift card with only $3.75 left on it. I was unemployed and got a large gift wrapped box for my parents. It was a stack of job applications from local businesses.
Ooh.
My grandpa gave everyone in the family bright orange rape whistles for Christmas, even the men.
Thanks, Gramps.
And a guy I was dating gave me a self-help book for women with daddy issues. He was dead serious and insisted I was molested as a child. I was not.
Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma has just published his annual list of the biggest wastes of taxpayer money. Some of the highlights, $17.5 million in tax breaks to legal brothels in Nevada, a $360,000 NASA study that will pay people to spend two full months in bed, and $284,000 grant for indie music executives to travel the world in order to promote their music.
Is that spending 2 months in bed thing still happening because
it's
I need to get signed up?
Possibly is, yes. They're still, I don't know if they're still looking for people or not, but
I might have to look into that. New study out there said this is going to make some people probably pretty happy. Moderate drinking. Moderate is the key term there.
Yeah, moderate.
Actually boosts your immune system. And it's been said in previous studies that, you know, if you have a glass of wine or something with dinner, it's supposed to improve your cardiovascular and stuff like that. But now we're looking at it's improving your immune system as well if you have some moderate drinks.
Moderate. Do they define moderate at all? Or
It kind of goes by your blood alcohol level.
Okay.
If you keep it in a range from like 0.02 to 0.04, but how you regulate that unless you're carrying around a breathalyzer. Yeah. But moderate drinking may boost immune systems.
Back in April, a 31-year-old Boston bombing victim named James Costello had to have several surgeries and skin grafts, and then he got transferred to a rehab facility, which is where he met Nurse Krista. And him and Nurse Krista began dating. The two of them are now in Europe right now on an all-expenses-paid trip for victims of the Boston bombing. And while they were in France over the weekend, he proposed, and she said yes.
Isn't that like Florence Nightingale syndrome?
Kind of is, yeah. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.